He is not here. Four words that mean so much. Four words that changed the four corners of the world. Four words that mean Christ is risen. Alleluia. Today, friends, is the central feast of Christianity. It is our most famous feast. Egyptian pyramids are world famous as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. We wonder about them, or maybe they're wonderful or magnificent. But actually, they are merely gigantic tombs containing the mummified bodies of Egyptian pharaohs, individuals, persons who have ceased to be. Westminster Abbey in England, London, is famous, world famous. Thousands visit it because of its architectural structure, its history, tradition, but also because it contains the bodies, the dead bodies, of famous writers, philosophers, royals, and politicians who are entombed there. Being once Catholic, it has an ancient tradition that is still remembered today. Apart from these shrines, apart from these wonders of the world, there is another shrine in Jerusalem that is famous too. Thousands, millions go there every year. Yet this tomb is unique. Because the person buried there is no longer there. The tomb is empty. He worked the most important miracle of his life, defying the laws of nature and death. He proved he was God. Christ rose from the empty tomb on Easter morning. That is why St. Paul writes, "If Christ had not been raised, then our preaching is in vain." When your faith is in vain. And if Christ had not been raised, then your faith is a delusion, and you're still lost in your sins. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then the church is a fraud and faith is a sham. But if Jesus really did rise from the dead, his message must be true. Without the resurrection, Jesus would have remained forever a good person, a nice person who had met a tragic end. And that's all. All the basic doctrines of Christianity are founded on the truth of the resurrection, that Jesus is Lord, Lord God. He is risen. There is a story of two women who stood before the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. One asked the other, "Why can't we build structures like this anymore?" Her friend answered, "The people who built this had faith. Today, we have only opinions, and you can't build a cathedral with opinions." The risen Christ called himself the light of the world. He did not say, "I have the light," but that I am the light. He defines himself as light. Why? To answer that question, we need to answer another question. What does light do? Every day we wake up, it's morning and there's light. Every day we turn on switches and there is light. Every day we hit a gadget and light comes out of our phone, our torch, our matches. But what is light? What does it do? It does three things. The first is light dispels darkness. In fact, darkness is the lack of light. It's absence. Darkness doesn't exist. Darkness is the negativity of light. It's absence. Christ is the light, and Christ lacks sinfulness or evil. Christ is utter goodness, and Christ dispels all the darkness of evil. The second thing that light does is light lets us see. The truth lies not within. Truth is the correspondence with what lies without. Any and every truth is known only because my mind and reality are in conformity. As air is given shape by a balloon which it fills, and water by the glass which contains it, so too my mind takes in truth and gives it form. But the truth does not come from me. The truth does not lie within, and I don't know the truth unless I have light to see the truth. The third thing that light does is light leads us from here to there. A torch or the headlights on the car let us see ahead on our journey. Christ is the light. Christ leads us on our journey. Last night, we were led by the Paschal light in our procession. And we are being led daily by him, if we but let him. And whence are we being led? Where? We are being led by him, unto him. For he is the life. He is the resurrected life. And he wants us to have that life. And the light leads us to that life. Note that light always remains outside of us, without, it's external, while his life dwells within. It is spiritual life that he gives to the soul. It is his risen life which he bestows on our souls, and that life is called grace.